Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the Summit Internet Radio Podcast Show. I am your host, Adam Tuggle, and yes, we are here. And we are live right here on the Summit Internet Radio Podcast Show. This is the show that gets your week started off right. This is the show where the gospel is told and not sold, y'all. And I am so happy to be with you guys today. In Jesus' name, I praise God for another day of life. Amen. And if you are listening to me right now, you are blessed, not because you're hearing my voice, because my voice means nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you are listening to me right now, you are blessed because you are in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, and that is a reason to give God some praise on today. Today we are talking about, in this episode, we are talking about a very, very powerful topic. The title of this topic, or the title of this episode, is Our Strength Can't Do It. Our strength can't do it. Man, it's amazing how God moves in our life. It's amazing how God shows itself strong in our life, in Jesus' name. So I want you guys to just sit back, relax, and get ready for a phenomenal show today, because we got some very, very powerful things in this episode to talk about on this topic on today. In Jesus' name, we're about to go pay some bills, and then we'll be right back on the Summit Internet Radio Podcast Show with your host, Adam Tuggle. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome back to the Summit Internet Radio Podcast Show. I am your host, Adam Tuggle, and once again, I am so happy to be with you guys on this wonderful Monday, in Jesus' name. Our third episode of the new season, in Jesus' name. And I just want to jump right into it, y'all. Today's episode is titled, Our Strength Can't Do It. Amen. I thank God for this topic, and I'm gonna brief you in on why this episode is titled this way. I was sitting in a Bible class at my church, and this scripture was read, and then I went to church and the same scripture was read, and I started studying it, and it's Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23, and I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read it in your hearing, but it captivated my spirit because it showed what God wants out of us as far as us leaning and depending on our own strength. It shows what God allows us to do. It shows us that we can't do nothing without Him. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 reads, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his own wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exalted loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." Now, we have multitudes of scriptures where the Lord has told us never, delight yourself in your own strength. The Bible says be not wise in thy own eyes. You know, don't be so anxious in your own strength. Don't be so caught up in your own strength, because your strength did not get you to where you are right now. Amen. You know, we have, God gives us every day a level of strength to get up every morning to do the things that we do on a day-to-day basis. Amen. But we cannot glorify in our own strength. We cannot glorify in our own works. We can't glorify in our own righteousness, because the Bible says our righteousness are as filthy rags. What we do on a day-to-day basis is what God allows and gives us the strength and allows us to do. We can't move without God. We can't live without God. Amen. And if we look deep into the scriptures, we will find that our strength lies in Jesus Christ, in everything, spiritually and naturally. That career that you might have, you did not get that career without Jesus. Yes, you might say, well, Adam, I got up, I went to work, I did my job, I did this, I did that. So why can't I say I did this? Why can't I say I did that? Because if the Lord hadn't put the breath of life in you to do it, then you wouldn't have been able to do it. If God hadn't gave you the mindset to do it, to go out and pursue it, you wouldn't have been able to pursue it. There are so many people, and I'll give you a good example. In the morning, most of us, we have alarm clocks. Most of us have alarm clocks on our phones, in our home. Somewhere we have an alarm clock, amen? And when we hear that alarm clock, we get up, we start our day, right? But the Lord allowed you to hear that alarm clock. The Lord gave you the strength to get up when you heard that alarm clock. There are times, even in my own personal life, where I don't have the strength to deal with what I have to deal with. And I have to ask the Lord to help me get through just a day. There are some things that I go through in my own personal life. There's some things that I don't even tell my wife because of the fact I don't want to, you know, burden her. So I take it to the Lord in prayer. And I learned that from my mom, because my mom is a very, 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 very strong individual. She's a very, very strong individual. So is all of the other members of my family and my immediate family and my wife and my children. They're some strong individuals. But I learned something from my mother regarding when you go through problems, you don't have to tell all your problems. When you go through, take it straight to the Lord, because He is the one that can deal with the issues of your life. And you might be going through a lot of things. You might have this on top of you. You might have this weight on top of you. You might have that weight on top of you. And it feels like I don't have enough strength to get through this. I don't have any more. And it's just piling up things, the problems, things are just piling up, piling up, piling up. And you feel like so much weight is on you. But I'm here to tell you today that God, your strength can't do it. Your strength can't handle the problems. Your physical strength cannot handle the problems. But there is a God that if you take, he said, cast all your cares upon me. That's what he's there for. If you are going through something, it is our, God gave us the ability to come with our problems unto Him. Doesn't matter how big, how small it is, because our strength can't do it. And we have so many things out there in the world that try to, put a I want to say we have things out there in the world that try to put our problems under control, or try to get rid of our problems altogether. There are things out there in the world that try to get rid of our problems, or try to keep our problems under control, or try to keep those addictions under control, or try to get rid of those addictions altogether. But there is nothing better than the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is nothing better than the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Word of God lets us know in Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I can't do anything without Him. I can't move without Him. I can't breathe without Him. I can't even think without Him. There are so many things on a day-to-day basis. If you look at your day-to-day life, if we look at our day-to-day life, there are so many things that we have to do on a 24-hour day period. If we're single, we got to go to work. If we're married, we got to take care of the kids. We got to take care of home. We got to do this. We got to pay bills. We got to go to work. We got to do this. We got to do that. All of the stuff you have to do in that day, just in one day. We're not talking about weeks, months, years. We're talking about one day. In that one day, all of the stuff you have to do in one day, you need the strength to get through all of that stuff you have to do in one day. Whether if it's getting up, going to work, whether if it is putting the kids on the bus or taking the kids to school, you have to have strength to do that. And yeah, and I'm not talking about, I'm not only talking about physical strength. I'm talking about spiritual strength too. Spiritual strength to overcome those addictions. Spiritual strength to overcome those vices that Satan will bring to us, that our flesh will work on us with. That people, you know, sometimes mental strength, emotional strength, our strength can't do it. But it is of the Lord's mercy and grace that we are able to go through it. It's no grace of my own. That's why we say today, our strength can't do it, but it is the Lord's strength. It is of the Lord that I can do this. It's because of the Bible says, look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. When I said this on a radio show this past week. When people and things go low at you in your life, when your enemies choose to go low, Michelle Obama, she made a very, very phenomenal quote one time. I was listening to an interview that she was doing, and it made a lot of sense. It made a whole lot of sense. Michelle Obama, she said, when people go low, you go high. Okay? And it's a very, very powerful statement. It's a very, very powerful statement. When they go low, you go high. Well, today, I'm going to add on to what the former first lady said in the spiritual term. And I'm going to use the Word of God. Amen. She said, and I'm going to break this quote down. She said, when people go low, you go high. Well, I'm here to tell you, on a spiritual level, when you're trying to break those addictions, when you have problems in your life that you can't just seem, when you have no answer to, when those problems, when those people, when your enemies, when your flesh wants to go low and try to attack you, you look high. Look high. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. When you beat down with problems, that's the best place to be. And you might say, well, Adam, why is it the best place to be when my problems are beating me down, when I'm worried about this, when I'm worried about that? Because it keeps you on your knees. and he keeps you in a state of prayer unto God. And when you are on your knees, you are in the best fighting position spiritually. When you stay on your knees, when you stay fasting, when you stay praying, when you stay in the Word of God, that is the best position to be in when you're going through problems. When you can look up and say, God, I need help. When you can look up to God and say, Lord, my strength can't do this. I need help. I need help, God. And the Lord will step in. He will step in and see about your need. And actually, let's go to a scripture, because the Lord has given me this scripture right quick. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Just to clarify. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. I love this scripture because this scripture, I love going to this scripture because it clarifies what we're talking about today. That when the issues of life come in and try to take you out, when it comes in, when the issues of life come in and try to take you out and try to beat you down, you can go to this verse. I'm going to read this verse to you in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Because anytime, like I said, anytime you're going through a problem, I want you to look at this verse and remember this verse, okay? And it reads, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it reads, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Amen. This is what we need to do. We need to seek God first. We need to seek the kingdom of heaven first. That's why I said, when life's problems come at you, when people come at you, when your enemies come at you, when your flesh tries to attack you, when the devil tries to attack you, when thoughts creep in and say it can't be done, when the doctor gives you a bad report, I dare you to seek ye first the kingdom of God, because your strength, our strength, can't do it. There were several times in my own personal life where mama couldn't help me, daddy couldn't help me, brothers couldn't help me, sisters couldn't help me, nieces and nephews, children, wife, nobody could help me but Jesus. And I had to lean and depend on him. I had to lean and depend on Jesus. But that's why the Bible lets us know that demons tremble. When you call up on the name of Jesus, there is power in the name. There is salvation in the name. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is contentment in the name of Jesus. There is compassion in the name of Jesus. Whatever you need, it lies in the name of Jesus. Why? Because he knows that what we're dealing with today, you might say, well, if Jesus knows what we're dealing with, then why would he allow me to go through it? Jesus went through the pain. Jesus knows your pain. And then you might say, well, you still didn't answer my question. If Jesus knows that we're going through all of this, why would Jesus send us through it? Without the test, there is no testimony. Without the wars in your life, and I'm not talking about the wars that the Bible talks about, wars and rumors of wars and all of this stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the end time, even though we're living in the end times. Don't get me wrong. But the wars we deal with on a day-to-day basis in our own personal lives. Amen. Our strength can't do it. And we have to fight like never before. We have to fight. We have to fight like never before. Why? Because God has equipped us. And if the world was to open their eyes and see what Jesus has for them, they would be equipped too. They would be more equipped than what they are. Because what they're equipped with right now, what society says that you can have to ail the elements of the pains of your life, they it doesn't sustain you. It won't sustain a person. It will only bring a temporary solution to a major problem. What society says, what the media says, I'm not caught up in all of that. That's not something I'm caught up in. But I'm caught up in what do I need? I'm caught up into what the Lord wants me to have for to make my life better. If it's the Holy Ghost, give me the Holy Ghost. If it's a better prayer life, give me a better prayer life, Lord. If it's fasting that's going to help me get out of this dilemma, give me a better fasting life, Lord. Lord, if it's the word of God, allow me to eat this word like never before. Let my spiritual being eat this word up like I'm getting a full course meal every day. And let me tell you this, the reason why our strength can't do it is because our strength is not built to handle spiritual stuff. Our natural strength is not built to handle spiritual battles, but it is our spiritual man that is able to handle spiritual battles. So what we need to do, what is it that we need to do? We must seek the Lord, and we must seek everything that he has for us. Why? Because the Bible lets us know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and everything he has for us is going to bring us joy, peace, love. It's going to bring us contentment. It's going to bring us the joys of life. Everything that God has for you, he brings it to us, and he gives it to us with no charge, which means no harm. But everything, see, watch. I'm gonna show it to you. I'm gonna go to a scripture to prove it to you. Let's go to John 10 and 10. Let's go to John 10 and 10. Everything that the Lord brings to us, and everything that the Lord allows us to have, adds no sorrow. When he came into this world, he came not only to die for our sins, but to be an example for us. He came to die for our sins. He came to perform miracles. He came to show us how to live life in holiness so that we won't have to depend on our own strength. He wants you to live life to the fullest. He wants you to live life to the fullest in him. And the only way you can live life to the fullest is in him, not in your career. That's just a sugar-coated topping. That's the icing on the cake of your life. When you get your career, when you get your car, your house, and all that other stuff, the natural stuff. But when you and I have something, when we have a relationship built with Jesus Christ and we have everything we need in him, then we can live life. And let me show you John 10 and 10, because I want to give you this, because I believe that this is so right for our souls. This is so right for our souls. John 10 and 10, and it reads, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." Now watch this. "I came that they might have life." See, there goes that life again. He came that we might have life. He wants us to live life. But watch this. He wants us to live life to the fullest. Watch this part of this verse. "And that they might have it, that they might that they might have it more abundantly. He just don't want you to have life. He wants you to have abundancy in life. But our strength can't do it. It's his strength that does it. It's his strength that gets us to abundant life. But watch this. The things that the world offers, like I said earlier, we can use John 10 and 10 for this too. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. The things that the world is offering, it comes from the enemy. It comes from the thief, the devil. The things that the media is telling us to do, it comes from the enemy. It comes from the enemy. It comes from the devil. Most times, when the media tells you to go and do something that goes against the word of God, it's of the devil. I'm gonna tell you that now. I'm just being blunt. And there's nothing wrong with seeking help. There's nothing wrong with seeking help, but you got to do it wisely. You got to seek wise counsel. But there's nothing wrong with getting help. Amen. As long as you're getting help from the right sources. I'm not going to go to, if I got a problem, because let me share this with you. Everything that we battle with on a day-to-day basis, whether it be an addiction, whether it be something personal with us, and I'm talking something personal with us right now, I guarantee you, if you're dealing with an addiction, I'm going to use this as an example. I'm going to use an addiction as an example. If you're battling an addiction, I guarantee you, and I can guarantee it that you are battling with the spirit. Why? Because every human being and everything living, if you have a soul or if you are living, spirits can attach themselves to a person or a living thing. Which, when I mean a living thing, I mean animals. Amen? Spirits, whether it be Holy spirits, whether it be, you know, a spirit of love, a spirit of joy, a spirit of peace, or it could be a spirit of alcoholism, spirit of lying, spirit of cursing, spirit of whatever. These are things that we fight against. But watch this. The Bible lets us know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. The strongholds are the spirits that we battle with every day. The strongholds are the spirits, and I'm going to repeat myself again because it needs to be said again. The spirits are the strongholds that we battle with, that the word of God talks about. To the pulling down of strongholds. Those are addictions. Those are problems that we battle with. We see our children every day battling with something. We see our children going to school every day battling with something. They battling with the media. They battling with things in schools. They battling with bullying. They battling with this. They battling with that. They battling with the streets. The devil is a liar. We see murders taking place every single day. We see killings happening. When you see a person walk up inside a store and start shooting people, that is a spirit. A spirit that needs to be dealt with. That is a demonic spirit that needs to be dealt with. And our natural strength cannot do it. We have to be spiritual minded. And when I say spiritual minded, we got to be godly minded. When I mean godly minded, you got to be Jesus minded. Because our thoughts, the Bible lets us know that our thoughts are not his thoughts and our ways are not his ways. So the way we think about it, or the way we think about dealing with the problem or the issue, may not be God's way of dealing with the problem or the issue. But we got to do it God's way. These things will not leave us, except the Bible says through prayer and fasting. We got to stay on our knees. The reason why, and I say it all the time, the reason why some of this stuff is taking place is not because we're living in the end times. It's because some of this stuff that's going on in this world today is because the saints of God and people are not praying like they should. When things come at you and it hits you so low, you look to the hills. You look high. You stay on your knees and you pray. And you might say, well, I've been praying, Adam. I've been praying. I can't. My knees are so messed up from praying because I've been on my knees so much. When is God going to send me some relief? Oh, wait, I say on the Lord. Wait, I say on the Lord. See, with every test and trial, with great pain comes great victories. Amen. With great pain comes great victories. You're getting ready to get the victory out of this. We're getting ready to get the victory out of what we're going through. And it does not matter what we go through. Just know that the Lord let us know that he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. This is what we need to get through the days, to get through the months, or to get through the weeks, to get through the months, to get through the years, to get through until he comes for us again. Until he comes back again for us. He allows the problems to come to let us know that he is working in our life. Amen. We must understand that everything that we do, and you know what? Everything that we do, our strength can't do it. Why? There's two reasons why our strength can't do it. Because everything that we do, we must do it to the glorification of God. That's number one. Number two, our strength can't take care of what we deal with on a day-to-day basis, because most of the stuff that we deal with, Our human tolerance is not on the same level as God's spiritual tolerance to our problems. That's why God can handle anything that we deal with. If God can be omnipresent, which means he can be here, he can be there at the same time, who wouldn't want a God that can be omnipresent, that can be everywhere at the same time, listening to my problem, your problem, that problem, your friend's problem, your enemy's problem, your wife's problem, your husband's problem? You listen to all these problems at the same time and able to take care of all of our problems at the same time. Who wouldn't want to lean and depend on a God like that? Who wouldn't even want the Lord Jesus Christ to give them the strength that they need? Who wouldn't want to lean and depend on a person like that? That will give them the strength that they need to get through. Not just get through, but rejoice when they come out of it. To rejoice in the middle of it. To be able to smile even though you're hurting. To be able to praise God even though you're hurting. That's because our strength can't do it. But it's of the strength of God that we are able to say that I will bless the Lord at all times and that his praises shall continually be in my mouth. That's why, because of his strength. It's of the Lord's mercy that I'm able to go through it. It's no strength of my own. It's no grace of my own. It's nothing of me. Because there are moments in our life, and everybody gets those moments, where we feel like, hey, this is it. I'm not going to deal with it no more. I ain't going to deal with it no more. I'm done. But we feel overwhelmed. But those moments when we feel overwhelmed, I am telling you today, give it over to God. Those moments when you feel like, hey, there is no hope. When you get that bad report from the doctor, when that doctor tells you, you got this and you got that, I'm going to tell you what to do. My former pastor, because I know we got some people listening, you got a bad report. Or you got a bad report last year coming into this new year. And you're wondering, you're like, well, God, I got this going on and I got that going on. I got this bad report from the doctor and I got that. Let me tell you something. The word of God lets us know that victory is ours. Amen. And at the end of Psalms 23 lets us know that victory is ours. No matter what we go through, no matter what we face. And that's a very, very powerful known scripture around the world, Psalms 23. Amen. But it says, surely, at the end of that verse, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's how I know I got the victory over everything I go through. That's how I know that my strength can't do it. Our strength can't do it. Grace and mercy. It is of goodness and mercy that follows me. His goodness and his mercy that follow me. That's why I'm able to say, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. That's why I'm able to say that when my enemies and my foes came to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. When problems tried to attack me, when everything came up on me, it still wasn't enough to take me out. Why? Because I had the strength of God on the inside of me. And there is nothing in this world that can take you out. There is nothing in this world. Because why? Because he's a keeper. There's an old song that says, he's a keeper. And he will keep you if you want to be kept. But you got to want to be kept. Don't turn to the devices of the world. Don't turn to the devices of the media. Now, there are some good things. There are some good things in media. Now, I'm not saying all of it's bad. Amen. Because what we're doing is media. Amen. Amen. This podcast is media. Amen. But when those media sources tell you, you got to go to this guru to get this, and you got to turn to this psychic to do this, and you got to turn to this to do that. No, turn to the word of God. I guarantee you, look, the word of God is a life book. To every problem that you have, you can find it in the word of God. Why? We read it in John 10 and 10. He said, I came that they might have life. I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He said, I am, the Bible says, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the what? The life. He came that we might have life. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. He wants you to have life in this life and spiritually. and in eternity. He wants you to have a natural life. He wants you to have a spiritual life in Him. And then He wants you to have an eternal life in heaven. But you got to follow the plan of God. You cannot move in your own mindset. You can't. When I say, when the Lord gave me this, the title of this episode, He said, our strength can't do it. And I asked, Lord, what do you mean our strength can't do it? And I know you might say, well, you're talking physical strength. I'm not just talking physical strength. I'm talking mindset too. Your thought can't think out the process. You might say, well, what do you mean my thought can't think out the process? Your thoughts cannot think out a better process for you to come to the end of that problem. Your thought, because our ways are not God's ways. And our thoughts are not His thoughts. But we must have the mindset of Christ. Amen. We must have the mindset of Christ to be able to get through the problems. We must let the Lord lead us and direct us. Amen. He has a path set up for our lives that is yes and amen. But we just got to follow it. We got to follow it. Amen. We have to follow the path that God has us on. Because if we don't, we're doomed for destruction. Amen. And when we don't do, like, when we get to a place that, okay, we don't admit the problems is there. When we get to a place in our life where we have a problem and we don't admit it, amen? In the book of Proverbs, it lets us know that a prideful spirit cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. When we go into a spirit of pride, where, because there are some people that feel like, hey, look, I got this addiction, I got that addiction, and I have no problem. There's no problem with me. Only thing I got to do to ease my problems away is to do this, get high off of this, get drunk off of this, and my problems will go away. Mr. Young lady, let me tell you, your problems are not going to go away by doing the things of the world. Your problems are not going to go away by you staying when if I get deeper in my career, my problems will go away. Maybe if I work more, my problems will go. That ain't it. There's a deeper rooted problem on the inside of you. And you need to deal with it. There are deeper vested problems in us that we need to deal with. That's why our strength can't do it. That's why what the world offers can't fix the problems that we have. But when you get God on the inside of you, that's when the problems start subsiding. How do I know? Because the word of God tells me greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Everything that comes upon you in this world won't have no effect to you if you receive the life that God's got for you. Now, it might try to throw a quick jab at you. If we go through this life with no problems, you might say, well, if I get the Holy Ghost and if I get saved, then I won't have any problems. No, I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. You're going to go through problems. Just because a person gets the Holy Ghost doesn't mean that they go through problems. But I would rather go through the problem with the Holy Ghost than without it. And let me tell you why. I would rather go through the problem with the Holy Ghost than without it. Because without the Holy Ghost, without the greater being on the inside of a person, you don't know what you'll do. And there's a lot of people saying, well, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do this. You don't know what you'll do. There are some people. We just had a person in the media pass. Twitch. Great. Great dancer. Was great. Great in the eyes of you know, the world. Popular dancer. And he committed suicide. Amen. These are the reasons why we need to connect more with Jesus. We see people going inside buildings, people getting mad on their jobs, and then going back on their jobs and killing people because they mad. Because somebody done hurt their pride. They feel like their pride's done been jabbed at, so now they ready to get a gun and go shoot somebody. The devil is a liar. That's a spirit. That's why our strength can't do it. That's why we need to be more connected with God. And when I say God, I mean Jesus. Because there's a lot of people that talk about God and they ain't talking about Jesus. That's why, because anybody can make anything out of a God. But what God are you serving? There is a lot of things that try to, that will tell you this will bring you peace, that'll bring you peace, this will bring you peace. Can't nobody bring you peace but Jesus. Nobody can bring you peace but Him. How do I know? The Word of God says He'll keep your mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon Him. Whose mind is stayed upon Jesus. Now, you might say, well, I can't keep my mind on Jesus when I'm going, every time I go through a problem. Let me show you something. Let's go to Romans. Let's go to the book of Romans and show you that if you get Jesus on the inside of you, you can keep he can keep your mind on Him when you go through the problems. I can't keep my mind on Jesus when I'm going through problems in my life. Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Let's go to the book of Romans and find out how. And let's find out why. Let's go to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And it reads, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do you not understand that when God is on the inside of you, when the Lord puts His Spirit on the inside of you, when you allow Him to truly put His Spirit on the inside of you, don't you know that He will transform your mind? And when He transforms your mind, when you go through those problems, you'll look like you've never been through a problem. Or sometimes it'll look like you ain't going through nothing, but you're really going through something. You'll be going through something and still have a smile on your face like you ain't been through nothing. And people wondering why. Some people will know what you're going through and wonder why you smiling going through the pain. Because you got Jesus on the inside of you. Because you got the greater on the inside of you. And He is a keeper. That's why our strength can't do it. But it is of the Lord's mercy. Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. His strength, and it's not just talking about physical strength. It's talking about spiritual strength. It's talking about mental strength. That's why we said, if you keep your mind on Jesus, He will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon Him. Amen. Amen. He will keep you. He can keep you. His strength can keep you. Amen. Nobody else's strength can keep you. Mom and daddy can keep you. Husband and wife can keep you. Children can keep you. When you're going through the mental strain. When you're going through what I'm wondering how you're going to pay your bills. It's a mental strain. Amen. But let me tell you, and let me show you. I love the fact that I can go to him anytime. The reason why people can't help you, you might be able to talk to them, and the Lord might send some people to help you, but it's of the Lord's mercy that they were sent by the Lord. Without the Lord, they can't help you. Amen. You don't A person that's dealing with, and I'm going to use this as an example. A person that's dealing with drugs, if you really get equipped in Jesus, you won't need an AAA. You won't need an AA meeting or a drug rehab or Alcohol Anonymous. Somebody that gets real tight, cold on the relationship with God. Anybody that does that. Amen. We need Jesus more than he needs us. In Colossians 3:17, it lets us know, whatsoever we do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why? Everything we do should be about him. That's why we were created. That's why our strength can't do it. Amen. This is why we need him. This is why we need him. Amen. We gotta go pay some bills real quick, and then we're gonna come back and tighten up the loose ends of this episode today, of this topic today. Amen. We're going to tie up any loose ends, any loose thoughts that you might have. Amen. And we're going to finish this up. Amen. We're going to go pay some bills, and then we're going to come back and talk more about this topic. Our strength can't do it. In Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you. And when we come back, we will be talking more in depth about our strength can't do it. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome back to the Summit Internet Radio Podcast Show. I am your host, Adam Tuggle. And yes, this is the show that gets your week started off right. This is the show where the gospel is told and not sold, y'all. My God, I praise God for our topic today, because we are talking about our strength can't do it. Amen. This is what we've been talking about today. And, you know, we've really gotten in depth on talking about our strength and the Lord's strength in our life. Amen. I want to take you to another scripture in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. And I want to show you this in 2 Corinthians verse number 9. Amen. Verse number 9 and verse 10. Amen. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. What is this verse saying? The Lord is letting us know that His grace is sufficient for thee. His grace is sufficient toward us. Amen. And His strength is perfect in our weakness. That His strength is perfect in our weakness. Perfect. Now, our strength is not perfect. The Bible lets us know that our righteousness are as filthy rags. But His strength is perfect in weakness. His strength is perfect in our weakness. When we feel like we can't take no more. When we feel like it's all over. Amen. And most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. Why would I be glad in my infirmities? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. That His power. That's why I said, without the Holy Ghost, we can't make it. Without His strength, we can't make it. That's why we're able to glory in our infirmities. That's why I can't let my career can't get me to where I'm going in my strength. My career can't get me out of my problem. My money can't get me out of my problem. We read that in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. Amen. Our might can't get us out. Our wisdom can't get us out. But it is God's strength. It is of the Lord's mercy. It is His goodness and His mercy. Amen. Like it says at the end of Psalms 23, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. It's not my goodness. It's not my mercy. But it's the Lord's mercy. It's the Lord's goodness. That's why I am able to be glad, to glory in my infirmities. Amen. That's why I'm able to be glad. That's why I'm able to glory. And I'm not glorifying myself, but I'm glorifying God. As it says in Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Why is His praise continually being in my mouth, even though I'm going through problems? Why? Because His power rests upon me. His power. That's why we read it earlier. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. The greater on the inside of you can go through any problem. That's why the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. This is why I can be glad. This is why I can glory in my infirmities. Because of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why in verse number 10 it says, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. That's why we go through it, for Christ's sake. That's why I read that scripture early in Colossians 3 and 17. Whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We go through the pain and the pain because we're going through it to show the Lord, to show off Jesus. We go through the process. Without the pain, there is no victory. Without the test, there is no testimony. You won't be able to brag on Jesus unless you go through the problems. That's why, therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities. What is an infirmity? My pains, my ailments. Amen. What is my distresses? In distress, when I don't know, when I'm going through something and I don't know the way out, when I got a distress on my hands, but I take pleasure in it because I know God is right there. I know God is right there. That's why, because of Christ's sake, for Christ's sake. And watch this, and watch. This is why he says his strength is perfect. This is what, and this is the reason why our strength can't do it, right here at the end of this verse. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Why? Because he said, and I'm about to show you this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. At the end of that verse, it says, when I am weak, I am strong. Why am when I'm weak, I'm strong? Why? Why am I, when I'm weak, when I feel bogged down, I'm still strong? Why? Because verse number 9 just told us, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. That's why we can go to Philippians 4:13 and it backs up 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Philippians 4:13 backs this up. It says, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Through his power, through his might, I'm able to go through it. Amen. Through his power, through his grace, I'm able to go through it. Amen. Through his grace and his power, I'm able to say I got strength in him. Through his might, I'm able to say there's nobody like Jesus. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm able to say I can make it. Because we can't make it without Jesus. Victory is ours if we rest in him. We read it earlier in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek ye first. If we seek God's kingdom first, we will, everything else will be added unto us. Everything else will be added unto us. And we love him for that. He came that we might have life, and we might have it more abundantly. Amen. He came that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. An abundant life in Jesus, not in ourself, not in man, not in husband, not in wife, not in children, not in our careers, but in him. Everything else, all of that other stuff will come once we receive that life in him. The problems will be a lot lighter, will seem a lot lighter than what they are if we have a relationship with him. If we receive the Holy Ghost, as it's recorded in Acts 2:38. If we do like the day of Pentecost, as it's recorded in Acts 2:1-4. Amen. If we do those things, if we repent of our sins, if we're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, as the Spirit of God gives the utterance, and live, we'll be able to live a holy and sanctified life. We'll have power to tell the enemy no. We'll have power to speak over our own life. We'll be able to tell that mountain to be thou removed, and it shall be removed. Why? Because we have now taken on the name of Jesus Christ. And the problems and the issues of our life, the demons, Satan himself, all of that stuff that we go through trembles at the name of Jesus. The Bible says demons tremble at the name of Jesus. They know the name. When you call upon the name of Jesus, when you have a relationship with the name of Jesus, when you have a relationship with Jesus, you have everything you need. Everything you need in Him. Everything you need. I pray that you got something out of this. I pray that that you will lean and depend on the Lord's strength and not your own. Because it is not of our strength, it is not of our might, but it is of the Lord's might. It is of the Lord's strength that we are able to make it through the process called life. That we are able to live this thing called life. That we are able to go down this road called life and live it to the best of our ability. But if we do it the way the Lord commands us to do it, not only can we live life, but we can live life in abundance as we read in John chapter 10 verse 10. We can have an abundant life, and that abundant life rests in this life, our spiritual life, and our eternal life. And it'll be all wrapped up in Jesus. Amen. God bless you. I love you. And until next week, I pray the Lord's blessings upon you. And I pray that the Lord will be your guide in your life. I pray that Jesus opens up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you will not have room enough to receive. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I love you. In Jesus' name, this is the Summit Internet Radio Podcast with your host, Adam Tuggle. And I'm here to say I love you. But most of all, Jesus loves you too. God bless you in Jesus' name.